Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, March the 16th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. In focus on our nationwide rundown, another federal judge blocks the latest travel ban, and President Trump tells supporters the ruling makes the nation look weak. Pressure building on lawmakers in Congress to take sides on the GOP health plan, and a New Mexico lawmaker stands up for some less than popular folks these days, the free press. Topping our news at a rally funded by his re-election campaign in Nashville, President Donald Trump railed against the latest ruling by a federal judge against his latest version of the travel ban that applies to six predominantly Muslim countries. Trump told a crowd of cheering supporters, "The judge's ruling makes us look weak."
The order he blocked was a watered-down version of the first order. That was also blocked by another judge and should have never been blocked to start with.
If you're thinking Trump is starting re-election campaign rallies early, history would prove you right. According to network reports, his predecessors waited until their third year in office to get back on the campaign trail. The Hill reports GOP leaders have portrayed a united front in their effort to overhaul Obamacare, but the cracks are likely to show today, that when the House Budget Committee marks up the GOP bill. Dennis Newman reports on a rally in Tucson where the heat is on for lawmakers to declare how they're going to vote on the Republican plan.
On a blistering afternoon, more than 100 voters took to the sidewalks outside the office of Congresswoman Martha McSally, urging her to vote no on the GOP health care plan. The Southern Arizona Republican says she's still undecided. One of the voters calling on McSally to vote against the bill is Amber Pearson. She's a self-employed artist, worried about getting health insurance for herself and her 17-year-old son, who's recovering from liver cancer.
Definitely don't pass this bill, because this bill is just going to cut off people like me. I don't think Obamacare should be repealed. It should be fixed.
House Republicans have tried to steer the debate away from how many people may lose coverage to how much money their proposal will save. The Congressional Budget Office says the bill will reduce federal spending by $337 billion over 10 years, while also cutting taxes for wealthy Americans, health insurance companies, and drug companies.
It's the first step to seeing wind turbines off the coast of North Carolina. Today's Stephanie Carson reports one of three available offshore wind energy leases will be offered at auction.
It's the first step to seeing wind turbines off the coast of California. Today, one of three available offshore wind energy leases will be offered at auction. The Kitty Hawk Wind Energy Area lies east of Currituck Sound, about 24 nautical miles from the shore at its closest point. Chris Carnevale with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says today is just the beginning.
North Carolina has the biggest offshore wind resource in the nation, and so this is one step toward harnessing that potential.
The lease is offered by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. The company placing the winning bid for the lease then will explore the area to assess the suitability for an offshore wind farm. After the viability studies are complete, the leaseholder will have to apply for permits and go through public and environmental reviews. Opponents of offshore wind say it will obstruct coastal views.
The country's first offshore wind farm is online off the coast of Block Island in Rhode Island. The offshore wind leases are offered after the Obama administration cleared the way for the auctions just prior to the end of his term in January. A report from the Economic Policy Institute says one in four African American students has a parent who is or has been incarcerated. And as Tim Morrissey reports, educators haven't paid enough attention to what the report calls a criminal justice crisis.
An African-American child is six times more likely than a white child to have a parent who's been in prison. The study's lead author, Leela Morsi, says policy reform should be a priority. For example, she says a disproportionate number of African-Americans are arrested for drug crimes.
African-Americans are no more likely than whites to sell or use drugs, but they're three times as likely to be arrested. Once they're arrested, they're more likely to be sentenced, and once they're sentenced, their sentences are about 50% longer than those of whites.
The report says all this affects their children's learning, making kids more likely to drop out of school, develop learning disabilities, and even suffer adverse health consequences. Morsi says criminal justice reform, particularly at the state level, should be a goal both for educators and legislators.
And finally, New Mexico Senator Tom Udall took President Donald Trump to task on the U.S. Senate floor yesterday over his treatment of reporters and news organizations.
Udall shared some of the history of journalism with fellow senators and spoke about why a free press is crucial to a functioning democracy. His statement comes during Sunshine Week, an annual observance of America's open government and free press. Stuart Mizell III is an executive with USA Today and president of the American Society of News Editors, the group that founded the event.
It's a week-long celebration of a true right that Americans have to get access to meetings, to records, to data at every level of government.
In his presentation, Udall warned that a government that shrouds itself in secrecy can result in oligarchy. This is Brett McPherson.
The point of Sunshine Week is also to reinforce the need for a well-informed population. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.